You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea. You know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Good evening. You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh. We're going to have interviews with the organizers of Fringe Livestream and the 6-Minute Memoir. Both events that normally in Hamilton would take place live on stages, but of course due to COVID-19, have had to be reimagined and transformed into digital online events. People across the globe have been showing their solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. This movement has also caused theater artists across Canada to do some deep self-reflection about themselves and their organizations. There was a very telling and revealing conversation online hosted by the Stratford Festival called Black Like Me. Black theater artists shared their experiences working in Canadian theaters and the racism and microaggressions that they have dealt with on a daily basis and the systemic issues within the Canadian theater institutions that they work in. This revealing conversation led the current artistic director of the Stratford Festival to make some changes immediately. And here is the statement that he released. The past several days at the Stratford Festival have been important ones in which our Black colleagues have told us painful truths. They have pointed out how a traditional power structure that largely excludes the young and marginalized has made honest discussion, the honest exchange of ideas, very difficult, if not impossible. I have been a part of this, and it must change. We must change. This time of acute, painful revelation of the inhumanity of our society provokes us to go beyond the tradition of revering classical theater as high art. We've got to go back to the origins of storytelling. To do so will require that honesty and humanity permeate not just our rehearsal halls, but every area of our organization. behind the scenes, front of house, administrative offices, and our audiences. What hope do we have to change the world for the better through art if we cannot change ourselves? I want to say a heartfelt thank you to all our Black colleagues who spoke up with courage and at great emotional cost to help us over the last few days. We deeply appreciate their trust, and they have our commitment that their actions will lead to positive change. We will use this time of pandemic shutdown to look more deeply at the actions we need to take. This work will be an ongoing process of reflection and improvement. As an immediate concrete measure, we have increased support and funding for Black and Indigenous artists as part of our lab. And we are further committed to raising the voices of marginalized artists through commissions from playwrights and creators from the BIPOC community. The commissioning of more works will be a priority. We also are committed to changing the as-cast contract, but note that until respect, listening, and cooperative creation are made central to our work, the legal specifics of any contract will be made meaningless. More general work to embed anti-racism at the Stratford Festival is underway, including major revisions to our anti-racism and inclusion plan, including the updating of policies and protocols. As part of this process, we are relaunching the internal research that we had begun in January, as we believe staff and artists may now be more comfortable identifying racist behavior. We are also compiling and integrating feedback and ideas garnered during the social media takeover and Black Like Me discussion. We will be supporting the amplification of voices of our Indigenous artists by giving them our social channels later this month, and they will host a live stream panel discussion on June 21st, National Indigenous Peoples Day. We are implementing sensitivity training for staff, and we'll roll this out more widely when the festival opens operations again. We are committed to actively working to diversify our board, staff, company, and audience.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of all.
It's a voice that comes from deep within. There's a cry asking why. I pray the answer's up ahead, 'cause I know where I've been. There's a road we've been traveling, lost so many on the way, but the riches we had to pay. There's a dream in the future. There's a struggle we have yet to win. And there's pride in my heart, 'cause I know where I'm going. Yes, I do.
Children, at the end of the day, like the Bible say, you reap just what you sow.
You reap just what you sow.
That's right.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so.
Won't you tell us more?
Now little David was small, but oh my.
Little David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. It ain't necessarily so. Swadu,
swadu,
as in Bambi Lou. Oh, yeah. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily.
They tell all you chilling, the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for no seven. Live clean, don't have no fault.
Hey, what about you, Spoke?
Oh, I take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt.
With a grain of
salt. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Swadu,
swadu.
Send
that
bill. Who let the weather?
Who let the weather?
Stand
me
by.
Stand me by.
seems like the 900 years. But who called that living when no gal will give in to no man for 900 years?
900 years.
Now I'm preaching this sermon to Sheol. That it ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa.
Ain't Nessa Sierra Leone.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fail. Empty pockets done ever make the bread. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round your door. When you're gone, your spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give, crusty bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his money. You've got lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. When you're gone and spending ends, rich relations give, crusty bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own. Yes, he's got his own.
On the phone with me right now is Carlin Ramey, who is with Fringe Livestream and one of the co-producers of the Fringe Livestream, along with being one of the co-producers of Artists for Underrepresented Communities. And this is connecting Fringe artists from across Canada to create art that can be watched online because of COVID-19 and the worldwide pandemic. We're not getting together to do Fringe like we normally would, all of us theater lovers, so we've had to find alternative ways to do that. So thank you, Carlin. I appreciate you calling me.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on. I've been a big fan of your show, actually, for a couple of years.
Oh, well, thank you. So talk to us about Fringe Livestream and how can we watch it and what kind of programming is available?
So it's created by Fringe artists. A bunch of us started brainstorming the idea basically a month and a bit ago, just because all the festivals were getting canceled one after another, and we wanted to find a way to support other artists and bring audiences kind of a little bit of their Fringe fix. So it's a bunch of Fringe artists from across Canada. We even have someone from Australia on our team. And we're promoting shows, that some from artists that have done Fringe before, some that are brand new, and we're planning on joining the circuit this year. We have a show called The Iceberg, and then we have a show called Being Brown is My Superpower. And so, yeah, and we're showcasing a wide range of shows from all around the globe, really. Anyone can apply.
Lovely. How you came up with this wonderful idea? Like, how did you connect? What was the impetus that led to all?
So it came from Fringe vet John Patterson, who did 2 years ago a house at the Hamilton Fringe. He's been doing Fringe and touring for over 20 years, and he was kind of chatting with a bunch of his friends and other artists about if this is something that might actually work. And then, you know, I wasn't feeling personally ready to jump up in front of my camera to perform, but I loved this idea because it was a way for me to interact with the arts still and support other artists. And everyone's kind of jumped on from there. Anyone who felt passionate about it or wanted to jump back into a Fringe experience has really joined. And we're still accepting more people. So if you feel like you want to help us out, you can always join our team.
So the ones that you have seen, have they been not just innovatively written pieces, but have they been innovatively shot?
So we've done two so far. So we've just launched. Our first show was a magic show. And this one I was really impressed by because it was a mentalist. So I was wondering how he was going to do it. But he basically was able to still have audience participation just using Zoom. So we had a group that had bought Pay What You Can tickets in Zoom. And then everyone else was just in the Fringe live stream. So we could still enjoy it just on Facebook. And he was able to do the whole show just through that. And then last week we had Climbing My Family Tree by Les Kirkendall, who is a Black American storyteller. And he just did this amazing story just right in front of his camera, just sat down and told the story. And it was brilliant. So we're getting a couple different types of ways. The only rule that we have is that you have to perform live. So we're keeping that spirit of Fringe alive.
Oh, exciting. Well, because then anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we love about it.
So how long is the Fringe live stream going to continue on for?
We actually go all the way into October. Our first season. We do want to extend it past that, though, because we have lotteries every month, so artists can still apply. But we hope that this can be, you know, another option for people who, for whatever reason, they might not be able to access the Fringe. Even when theater does come back, whenever that may be, there are still people in different communities that have accessibility barriers, whether those are physical or financial. As much as we like to think that the Fringe is accessible for everyone, there's always people on the outskirts. So this would be a really interesting way to kind of reach those artists that are already performing for those communities and also those audiences.
Wonderful. Now, for you as the organizer of this online event, what unique challenges have you run into trying to organize something online rather than in theater spaces?
Oh, man. Everything and anything that you can think of. I pretty much know for sure I never want to run a Fringe festival. I have the deepest respect for everyone at Hamilton Fringe, so much more so now. It's crazy. You're just dealing with so many different people and so many different works of art. It's a lot of work. And then putting it all online, I mean, none of us were vets or even used to performing for digital media. So we're all learning as we go. And luckily, all the artists we've brought on board are really comfortable with that as well, and they are too, and we're all in this together. But it's been a huge learning curve, and we still have a lot to learn.
So URLs or Facebook pages, share with my listeners how they can watch and take part in these performances.
Yeah, so if they go to on Facebook, Fringe Live Stream, that's where we'll be putting up all our shows. We have a new show every Thursday, and you can go onto our page and check out past shows. We say pay what you can donations, but if you've got nothing, that's totally fine too. Just come in and watch the show and share it. We're also on Twitter at Fringe Live 2020 and Fringe Live Stream Instagram too.
Any final things you'd like to share with our listeners about Fringe Live Stream?
We have our upcoming lottery next Thursday, so I think that's June 18th. So if any Hamilton artists want to apply, that would be amazing. We also booked our first Hamilton artist in our Emerging Artist Series, which is Fempire, which is a group with Hamilton and Toronto artists, and they'll be doing their play in July, which is called The Devil is a Feminist.
Well, thank you very much, Carlin. It was a pleasure talking with you. I wish you much continued success with Fringe Live Stream, and I can't wait to check out all these different artists from everywhere that are finding new and innovative ways to still make art and make theater for people during a worldwide pandemic. That doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
No. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Your field to flower, join us, leave your cheese to sour, join us, come and waste an hour or two. Do-de-do, journey to a spotting sighting, mystic and exotic, journey through our anecdotic.
listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh, and this is Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. And on the phone with me right now is Anne Bokma, who is hosting and organizing her regularly scheduled six-minute memoir event. But this time, because of COVID-19 and the worldwide pandemic, it will be happening online, and it's taking place on Saturday, June the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Lila.
What kind of challenges have you been facing taking this event that normally happens live in a big room with everyone together and transforming it into an online event?
It's actually gone very smoothly. You know, when we do the live event, we have a bar, and we have to set up the stage, and we have parking issues, because at the last one, we had 260 people at the event at the First Unitarian Church of Hamilton, and we had to turn away 50 people. So, thanks to Zoom, we can entertain up to 500 people on Saturday, June the 20th.
Nice.
And we've already sold almost 100 tickets. We still have 10 days to go. And tickets are selling like hotcakes, actually, right now. You know, usually with Zoom, people sign on a little bit later, but we're getting lots of donations, too. People are offering more than the ticket price, which is wonderful.
Hmm.
And they can get their tickets by just Googling 6-Minute Memoir, either S-I-X or the number 6-Minute Memoir, and it'll take them right to the link to get the ticket.
So for my listeners who may have not experienced your 6-Minute Memoir event, what is a 6-Minute Memoir, and what will they experience when they tune in?
The 6-Minute Memoir is personal, true life tales that are told by, you know, folks from Hamilton, you know, actors, writers, performers, regular folk as well. We've had teachers, librarians, I mean, people from all walks of life who share a personal, meaningful story, usually around some kind of epiphany or transformation that they had in their life. These are deeply moving stories. There's usually laughter and tears during an evening, and they tell it within 6 minutes or less. There's a strict time limit. And it's, you know, some of them are just incredibly powerful. It's amazing what you can do in such a short period of time. We've had people talk about the death of a parent, the birth of a child, getting lost when they were a kid. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And the stories that are going to be told on Saturday, quite a number of them have to do with COVID, but not all of them. So, you know, how people are coping. There's one by Darlene Crisley, who's a Fringe Festival performer, and her story is about how she's kind of feuding with her neighbors during COVID when tensions have been running high. Someone else who has been using this time to dig through their basement full of treasures and is finding some surprising things. We have Dorothy Ellen Palmer, who's got a new memoir out. She's a disabled senior writer, and she has not left her apartment since March 7th. Because she is so immunocompromised. So she's going to be telling us what that's been like. And we also have some lighter tales, so it's going to be a real mixture of stories.
And you are raising money for a particular charity. What is the charity you're raising money for?
That's right. All proceeds are going to be split between two organizations. One is Empowerment Squared, which helps newcomers in the city as well as marginalized youth. And the First Unitarian Church of Hamilton, which you and I are both members of, and which has a long history in the city and is involved in several social justice issues. I will say Leo Johnson, who's the executive director of Empowerment Squared, is going to be telling a very compelling story about how he left war-torn Liberia and lived in refugee camps for several years before coming to Hamilton as a young person, getting a degree at McMaster, and founding this national charity, which is really making a difference in our community. His tale is quite remarkable.
Any final thoughts or things you'd like to share with our listeners about your 6-Minute Memoir event that's happening online on Saturday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m.?
Please get your ticket now. This is a two-hour event that you will not want to miss. 13 fabulous storytellers who have honed these beautiful tales. We also have Allison Wearing, who's a very popular memoirist and performer. You will laugh and cry, pour yourself a drink and enjoy it. And just Google 6-Minute Memoir, either spell out the word 6 or the number 6, and it will take you to the site where you can buy your ticket, which is only $10. So I promise you a very entertaining evening. And Lila is going to be contributing some music to our intermission. So
it's true.
You want to tune in and hear her. She's a fabulous singer.
Well, thank you very much, Anne. I'll be sure to tune in, and looking forward to hearing everyone's stories. And you take care and stay safe and keep well.
You too. Thanks so much, Lila.
Everyone gets into a dull routine if they don't get a chance to change the scene. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. I'll tell ya what I mean. I met a rather amusing fool While on my way to Istanbul, he bought me the Black Sea for my swimming pool. Monotonous for 30 days, salt air I sniffed while I was shipwrecked and cast adrift with a man who looked like Montgomery Clift. Monotonous for what it's worth, throughout the earth I'm known as Femme Fatale. But when the yawn comes up like thunder, brother, take back your Taj Mahal. Jack Fath made a new style for me. I even made Johnny Ray smile for me. A camel once walked a mile for me. Monotonous, monotonous. I could not be wearier. Life could not be drearier if I lived in Siberia. Traffic has been known to stop for me. Prices even rise and drop for me. Harry S. Truman plays bop for me. Monotonous, monotonous. T.S. Eliot writes books for me. King Farouk's on tenter hooks for me. Sherman Billingsley even cooks for me. Monotonous, monotonous. I could not be weary. Life could not be dreary if I lived in Siberia. Though I know I've acres of dough, I'm not sure of the amount. It might be exciting someday if I learn to count. Chiang Kai-shek sends me pots of tea. Gaylord Houser sends me vitamin D. And furthermore, Ike likes me. Monotonous, monotonous, monotonous.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh, on 101.5 The Hawk. Throughout the hour, we have been listening to Black artists sing songs from Broadway. At the top of the hour, Feeling Good from The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, sung by Nina Simone. You'll Never Walk Alone from the Stratford Festival's production of Carousel, sung by Alana Hibbert. I Know Where I've Been from the original Broadway cast recording of Hairspray, sung by Mary Bond Davis, Shayna Steele, and company. It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess, sung by David Alan Greer and company. God Bless the Child, sung by Audra McDonald, from Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Then we heard an interview with Carlin Ramey with the Fringe live stream, followed by Magic to Do from Pippin, sung by Ben Vereen. And I'm Telling You from Dream Girls, sung by Jennifer Holliday. And then an interview with Anne Bokma about her six-minute memoir, Online, followed by Monotonous, sung by the one and only Eartha Kitt. More great music coming your way here on 101.5 The Hawk.
People who need people are the luckiest. people in the world.
Sister, I love my Mr. Maine, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason for me to love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. Come home as late as can be, home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
I don't need you to love me. I don't need you to love. I've got my sister. I can feel her now. She may not be here, but she's still mine, I know. She still loves me. Got my children, I can't hold them now. They may not be here, but they still mine, I hope. They know I still.
still love them. Got my house, it still keeps the cold out. Got my chair when my body can't hold.
You're listening to Center Stage. I'm your host, Lila McLoach, on 101.5 The Hawk. In our last set, we heard People from Funny Girl, sung by Aretha Franklin. Can't Help Loving That Man from Showboat, sung by Lena Horne. And I'm Here from The Color Purple, sung by Cynthia Erivo. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you can always join the Center Stage with Lila McLoach on 101.5 FM The Hawk Facebook page. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Lila McLoach, that's at LYLAMIKLOS, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMcLoach. Join me again next week from 6 to 7 p.m. Sundays here on 101.5 The Hawk. We're going to close out the show with Oscar Peterson playing Surrey with the Fringe on Top from Oklahoma. Stay safe and keep well.
Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.